This week, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid promised to amend his financial reports. He says he will more fully explain a profitable land deal he made with a partner in Las Vegas. The Associated Press reports that Reid's original disclosure was incomplete, possibly violating Senate ethics rules. Since then, Republicans have been lambasting the Democratic leader. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There's a growing commercial complex now at this intersection 9 miles west of the Las Vegas Strip. There's an insurance office and a development company right behind a shopping mall with a sushi parlor and an Asian market. This area looked a lot different 8 years ago when Senator Harry Reid bought the property for $400,000. Back then, this was all just vacant residential land.
This whole area has just blossomed in the last 7, 8 years. Okay, let's...
Todd Terry, who chairs the local town advisory board, flips through the master plan for the fast-growing area. A few years after buying his property, Reid and a partner sought to have it rezoned so the commercial center could be built. The town advisory board objected, but was overruled by county planners and the county commission. Terry says that happens all the time.
You know, if you're living in a neighborhood, you really don't want commercial right next to your house. But the county commission and the planning commission, their job is to maintain some growth, and there are economic issues at work, too.
After the zoning change, Reid sold his land to a commercial developer for about $700,000 more than he paid. He noted both the purchase and the sale on his Senate financial disclosure forms. What Reid didn't disclose, and the Associated Press reported last week, is that while he was seeking the zoning change, Reid transferred the land into a limited liability corporation. That kept Reid's name largely out of the rezoning process. And whether by design or by accident, Reid's failure to report the change concealed his business partnership with the manager of the corporation, Jay Brown, a Las Vegas lawyer with a colorful past. Reid spokesman Jim Manley says the two men have been friends for decades.
Senator Reid has never tried to conceal his friendship with Jay Brown. You know, Jay is a well-known personality in Las Vegas. Very few people would be surprised in Las Vegas to learn that Senator Reid and Jay Brown have been friends over the years.
In the late 1970s, Reid was chairman of the Nevada Gaming Commission, where, according to his Senate website, he ran an unrelenting fight to clean up Nevada's gaming industry. Local historian Michael Green notes at the same time, Brown was a lawyer for the owner of the Tropicana, a casino with ties to the same organized crime figure Reid was trying to drive out.
When Jay Brown was involved in representing controversial characters in the 70s, there were people who felt that Reid should throw him over the side. And they are loyal friends. People did raise questions about cronyism.
In the early 1990s, a witness, quoted in an FBI affidavit, said Brown proposed fixing a Nevada Supreme Court case for the former Tropicana owner by funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars to people with influence over the court. The affidavit doesn't allege that Brown actually went through with the plan, and he was never charged with any crime. More recently, Brown's name surfaced again in a corruption trial involving the same Clark County Commission that approved Senator Reid's rezoning application. Two county commissioners were convicted of taking bribes from the owner of a Las Vegas strip club. The owner testified he'd paid Brown $50,000 to influence a third commissioner. Neither Brown nor the third commissioner was charged with the crime. Spokesman Jim Manley insists neither of these stories has any bearing on Senator Reid.
These are unsubstantiated and outdated allegations about Jay Brown that show just how desperate the Republicans are to go after Senator Reid.
Anxious to deflect attention from their own ethical scandals, Republicans have been hyping the Reid story. And while Reid promised to correct his financial reports, he's clearly frustrated by the attention the story's received. When AP radio reporter Jerry Bodlander pressed Reid on the issue, the senator simply hung up.
You transferred that land to a limited liability company formed by Mr. Brown. Mr. Reid? Hello? Hello?
Historian Michael Green does not expect this story to hurt Reid here in Las Vegas, where, after all, a former mob lawyer is the city's popular mayor, and there's no such thing as guilt by association.
If you have a long enough past in Las Vegas and in Nevada, you know a lot of people who are questionable in other cases. Las Vegas wants to break with the mob past for financial reasons, but for the sake of our image, and attracting tourists, Las Vegas still wants to convey the notion that we're a bit naughty.
Of course, Harry Reid is not just a senator for Las Vegas or Nevada. He's the leader of all Senate Democrats and could become majority leader should his party retake the Senate next month. That makes Reid a national figure. So this could be a case in which what happens in Vegas doesn't just stay here. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Las Vegas.